State Superintendent of Schools here in the state of Michigan. He's currently a consultant in business and education affairs and knows China as well as anyone that I've talked to. He knows how they handle education, how they work with business, and we always get him on and we pick his brain about different topics, especially when it comes to education and to China. But we need to give him some props, so I called him up just to pat him on the back, if you will. He recently won the inaugural Leadership Detroit's Award for unique individuals and their work in leading and creating a positive change in our community. Now, this award is part of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce First. And so we wanted to say congratulations on this award, Tom.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony, for that. This morning, though, I'm just a little bit tired watching those Tigers win.
Oh, yeah, you and me both. I'm exhausted from that, but it's a kind of a euphoric exhaustion knowing that they're going to continue playing. Tell us about the Emergency Leadership Award.
This is part of the Leadership Detroit, which is the Greater Detroit Chamber of Commerce, and they put this program together 30-some years ago, and boy, how time has flown by, because I was in the second class of Leadership Detroit a number of years ago. At that time, I was running a local mental health agency and also was elected to the Wayne County Charter Commission, which is coming up on 30 years of reforming Wayne County government. So I was selected to participate in this program. Really, it's to take people that are emerging in their career and inform them about the issues that are happening within the Greater Detroit region.
Well, it's interesting. You sound like a young buck to me, but in seeing the details about the Lifetime Achievement Award, 35 years in working in business and education. Does it seem like that long?
No, it really doesn't, Tony. I was kidding with my mentor and colleague, Pat Babcock, who was Mr. Everything during the Milliken and Blanchard administrations and went on to the Kellogg Foundation. And I said, Pat, I think I used to remember always being the youngest one in the room, and one day you wake up and you look around, you're kind of the oldest. So time does fly.
All right, Tom, all this is intertwined. China and the U.S. are intertwined because they're global superpowers. Education and business are intertwined, and youth and leadership are intertwined, and it's something I know that you have a great passion for.
Yeah, all of those issues today, Tony. I mean, we're living in a time that where ideas and jobs move around the world effortlessly. And if we do not prepare our young people, wherever they're at, in the city of Lansing, Detroit, Pontiac, Novi, Ishpeming, if we don't prepare them for this hyper-competitive transformational global economy, we're all sunk. The talent is what will matter in the 21st century. And so that we have to really be focusing on our youth. As the old saying goes, our young people only make up a small percentage of our population.
All right.
They're 100% of our future.
All right. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tim.
You're listening to 1320 WIL.